You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, theatre folk, and welcome back to We Are Theatre. Today, we are packing our bags and we are taking a trip to Gander. That's right, we are heading off on a little holiday with Come From Away Australia, guys. And today, we are joined by Colby Kindle. Hey, Colby, how are you going?
Good, how are you?
I am so excited to have you here. First of all, what is your favorite thing about the Come From Away story?
You know, it's nice. It's just so nice to have a story that talks about the goodness of people. I think so, like, we kind of put stories like that aren't always seen as marketable or fun because there's no like gritty drama or like, you know, meaty problem, but the beauty of this story is it really is showing the goodness and of humanity and how when you're put in a tough situation and how you can come together and really work to make things better for each other.
Yeah, and I like, if for those of you that haven't seen Come From Way, that's pretty much the fantastic summary of the show. Like, it's just a celebration of human kindness, I guess, which is something we definitely need right now, of course, as well. Staying on the positive track, what's it like being on stage, getting to share just a pure positive musical with the world, like being able to perform this show and just spread positivity?
It really is rewarding because, you know, I've done shows in the past where, you know, I've done musical comedies, I've done dramas, but this is just like one of those kind of stories where everyone walks out of the theater feeling empowered, feeling like, I remember the first time I saw the show in New York, everyone left with their head up, you know, and everyone stayed to the final button of the, you know, of the bows. And everyone just was leaving, looking at each other, smiling, opening the door for people. I think this show has a way of just doing that to its audience.
Yeah.
It like, you can't really put your finger on why, but yeah.
I understand exactly what you're saying, because I did that exact same thing when I saw it in New York. I remember it's such a weirdly emotionally happy show. Like, don't get me wrong, you'll cry at some points during the show. Like, it is emotionally investing, but like when it ends, you finish with the finale and it's just like everyone, like, it's just like, take a deep breath of happiness, guys. We're okay. And let's go on with the rest of our day.
We need a show like that, like this at this time, you know, we could all use a sigh of relief, you know?
100%. So, going off that, what are you most looking forward to? Because this episode is dropping the day before you guys reopen. So what are you looking forward to about being back on stage and performing this show in particular?
All of it. I'm very fortunate and grateful to be an actor in theater right now and to be working, you know? So yeah. I'm just excited to be back in the building, let alone be doing a show, also having an audience. You know, I'm a huge fan of the show, not just because I'm in it, but I'm excited to share this story because, like I said, I think it's really needed right now.
100%. Let's talk about this industry, where we're at right now. Obviously, things reopening, Australia kind of being at the forefront. You're going to be one of the fourth professional show to kind of open for an extended run around here. So what does that mean to you as an artist to be a part of the kind of reopening of theatre in the world after such a long shutdown?
It's like I said, I'm very grateful, but I'm also just ready because I think this year has been a lot of actors just waiting for the opportunity to get back on stage. So I'm very eager and very excited to share a story, and especially a good story. And it's not missed on me how fortunate I am to be able to do that as an artist.
That's awesome. What was it like kind of getting back together with everybody after that extended period of time kind of in isolation and all of that type of thing, to be back in that rehearsal room and putting this show back together or just getting it ready to go back on stage?
It was a very emotional experience. You know, I remember we started with music, like going over the music, and I remember we sang Welcome to the Rock and that button, and I was like, what are these? Are these tears? Like, it was, because, like, you know, I'm not like a huge emotional person, but I'm like, oh, that's what that is. I guess I have missed this. I guess I am very emotional about this. But it was like across the board. We were just so, it was this feeling of just like, ugh, my family, my people.
Yeah. That's so good. And guys, that's what I think this podcast is going to encapture, is just how much we love what we do. Whether you're on stage, off stage, backstage, like there's a whole team of people working on this show. So it's not just the people you're going to see on stage. Like a lot of people have been out of work doing this. So to get people back in a theater, doing their jobs as dressers, hair, makeup, whatever it is, it's a big deal, which is really, really good to see things open back up. For this show specifically, Kobe, what is your personal favorite moment?
I would have to say Screech, the Screech In moment, only because the way my character, his journey is, he starts off very cynical, very skeptical about everything. And then around that point in the show is when he starts to realize that these are very good, genuine people and they just want to help. So for me, as an actor's journey, I get to kind of just let loose. And like, that's like my point of like, you know, just having a good time. And you see the show, so you know what I'm talking about. It's like a huge party. I call it controlled chaos. You know, as an actor, you're like, I'm having fun, but you know, you gotta keep the story intact. Yeah.
I love that. For people that haven't seen this show, what's something that you think that they should look forward to? Like, what is that kind of spark for you that the first time you saw the show, what were you looking forward to that people can look forward to seeing?
Well, that's a really good question, because when this show came out in New York, it was one of those kind of shows where it was definitely word of mouth. Like I saw the marquee go up and I was like, I don't know much about that show. And then everyone was like, have you seen Come From Away? I'm like, no, I saw it on the street. I might, you know, run in and see it if I get a cheap ticket. You know, it's one of those kind of things. But it's that kind of show where it just surprises you how much it affects you. Cause you kind of go into it being like, this is about 9/11. Oh no. And then you start to be swept away in it. Yeah. And that's one thing I'm excited for people to get and to see, because I know a lot of people have been probably telling you to go see it, but when you actually get a chance to see it, you're like, ah, now I see what the buzz is about. I get it.
Cool, yeah, I should have listened to you 6 months ago when you told me to get it.
Exactly. and then it's sold out and you can't get a ticket. You're like, oh, I should have jumped on that opportunity.
Being an American, obviously 9/11, big in American history. What is it like seeing a positive story come out of that time of kind of darkness that was?
Yeah, well, yeah, having been, I was in America, I think I was like 12, 13 when 9/11 happened. And it was such a hard time for our country. Even people who weren't in New York, the entire country, we were all like really hurting during that time. And I remember that hurt very well, even though I was pretty young. So being able to tell this story now and kind of tell the beauty that came out of it is very rewarding, especially as an American, because it's like, even in the hard times like that, and even now in hard times, to just find those moments where you're like, that time was really hard, but look what we got out of it. Look at the friends we've made. Look at the, you know, the connections we made with people.
Yeah. And guys, like, we can't stress positivity enough with this show. Like, if you're looking for that pick me up, if you're over isolation, whatever it is, get a ticket to this show, because mindset is going to absolutely be blown.
I will say that we have been fortunate enough to have the creatives back with us to kind of reset the show and like find new things that we didn't have before, which has been wonderful for us. Cause you know, we did the show for, you know, most of 2019, and you know, you do a show over and over again, and it's nice to have the creatives come back in and kind of, you know, give it some new life. And especially with the pandemic, finding we're new people now. We have new feelings. Finding that is so great.
What's it like to have, because you've got a couple of new cast members joining you now, what's it like to have that kind of fresh blood in the cast as well?
Yeah, like I would say, it really is refreshing, and it's great because, you know, you, as for those of us who were in it before, it makes us come to the, you know, show up and come to the plate, I guess, with new actors. And that it's like, oh, so, you know, I'm dealing with a new person, new choices. And it's actually very exciting as an artist to have that jolt and that change. I think it's very important to, you know, have some change in there. And yeah.
So two perspective questions for you, Colby. What's the biggest thing you've learned through this show, either about yourself or about the show?
I've learned that I have more stamina than I thought I did. You know, it's a 90-minute show, no interval. And it is, I really I remember the first night we opened, I was like, wow, okay, I can do this, you know? Because when you're learning it, it's a roller coaster. It just, the moment we hit the stage, we don't stop. So I've learned that, you know, I could do that. I could take on shows like this. And also we play so many different roles. So it's really stretched me as an artist to drop a dialect and then go into this next character physically, emotionally. And it's very challenging, but in the best way.
How did you go with the Newfoundland accent? Because it's a very different dialect.
Very, very different. Luckily, my character, I only have one line in the Gander dialect. And I'm like, whew, thank goodness. You know, I mean, I have other dialects on the show, but that one specifically, it is very specific. And it's so the people, like what the rest of the cast, they work really hard at it. And it's so unique.
Yeah. Other learning question. During your time away from the stage, away from the show, in lockdown and that type of thing, what's the biggest thing you've learned about yourself during that time?
That I love to be artistically fulfilled. And at a time where a lot of artists weren't able to perform, I was finding myself just looking for outlets. How can I, I teach as well. And so I was finding joy in that. And I started to learn that. But also I learned that art is a part of me, but there's so many other things, like family, friends. And during this time, I was fortunate enough to get closer with people in my life, because I guess, you know, I'll be so caught up in work and doing the show. And it was nice to have that, find those connections again.
People on the edge of the seat, looking at the website, thinking about buying tickets, what are your last words of encouragement for them to get them over the line and do it?
It will be totally worth it. And it's something that I know a few people who walked away from this show not feeling inspired, not saying, let's go again. So I would say get on it before there aren't any more available. And I promise you won't regret it.
There we go. Promise you won't regret it. Guys, if you want to catch Colby or the other amazing cast members that we're going to have on the show here of Come From Away Australia, you can head to comefromaway.com.au right now to check out ticket information. Opening in Melbourne at the Comedy Theatre on January 19th. Colby, thank you for coming and hanging out. It's been a pleasure to have you here, and we will see you very soon on stage. I'm so excited for you guys to get back at it. Good luck for the run. And thanks. I'm sure we will see you soon.
Appreciate it. Thanks. Thank you.
Bye.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.